Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Nan Hayworth, let's talk first about immigration. Path to citizenship, there does seem to be a wide divide in the Congress of the United States, particularly in the House of Representatives.
Yeah.
The Senate has passed the bill, including the Republicans and the Democrats, but we just can't seem to get through the whole thing in the House. What's going on?
I know that this is an issue that we should be addressing, Alan. I think it's crucial for a lot of reasons. One very local reason is that we have a lot of family farms, small farms in our 18th district in the Hudson Valley, who are struggling to sustain the good labor that they need to run these farms. And they need a visa policy that works for them. And right now, the burdens on them are much too high. So that alone, to assure that folks who want to do work in the United States, our citizens don't embrace, can do so legally and appropriately and live here safely and comply with our laws. And we do have an issue of millions of people who are now living in the shadows who should be given the means of being able to live here openly and legally, to participate in life here by paying appropriate taxes on their earnings, and I think that these are aspects, along with, of course, issues of national security. Who is coming into our country? We need to have appropriate protections that we don't have fully in place now. So for all these different reasons, we need to have address and have a law or set of laws that will resolve these problems for the future.
Well, your party is in control. The Republicans are in control. Why can't the Speaker just allow those parts of the program, the ones you're talking about, to come up for a vote?
Well, I imagine he's looking across the landscape of the members of his conference and, of course, the composition of the whole House of Representatives, and concluding that he may not be able to come up with a piece of legislation or series that will be able to pass the House and the Senate. So what we need in Washington are more people who will make it easier for whoever the Speaker is to get that course of action completed. And I'm certainly willing to work very hard on making sure we have a sensible, sound immigration policy.
Let's go to fracking. You know, there are many people who think that with the oil crisis in this country, the energy crisis, fracking ought to happen. There are many people who feel, as you know, in New York State, that it really is something that shouldn't happen. And as it gets down towards your district, we know that this is something that you're going to be hearing about. Where are you coming down these days?
Well, to my knowledge, in terms of fracking actually occurring in our district, as far as I know, that's not under consideration.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly, it is when you look at natural gas as a source of energy, it's the cleanest carbon-based fuel we have. And in fact, among the carbon-based fuels, I think most folks who are environmentally protective, and I am, would welcome having more natural gas in the mix. We want to shift away from carbon as fast and as sensibly as we can, but that's still a good couple of decades away. So in the meantime, it's great to recover natural gas when we can do so safely. And it would also be a tremendous economic boon for a state our state of New York desperately needs some help to manage the very costly, as we know, set of obligations, and to have an economy that will work here.
Okay, so that sounds
driving
like
driving businesses and people away. So I think it's time for the state of New York to say, look, we can start doing this. We'll start out small, but build from there if we can do it with appropriate protections for the environment.
You think that Governor Cuomo has been dragging his feet on this?
I think that the evidence, the balance of the evidence overwhelmingly is that recovering natural gas is something that can be done in an appropriate way that protects groundwater and protects populations living in these areas. Given that, again, natural gas is such a clean carbon-based fuel, we ought to be doing this. We can do it faster now.
Talk to me about about the power of the Tea Party. It's my impression, I may be wrong, that it is not as strong as it was when it first came upon the scene. What do you think?
Alan, I talk with and have friends among every community in our Hudson Valley, and that includes members of the Tea Party or folks who identify themselves as members of the Tea Party. And where we can agree, I'm happy to agree. Obviously, my stance is on the side of giving our citizens back the power that Washington has taken from them in so many ways. They are burdened too heavily. They are wrapped up in red tape if they want to run a small business, if they want to get a mortgage, if they want to get a loan. Dodd-Frank, we haven't mentioned Dodd-Frank yet, but Dodd-Frank is a terrible burden on our community banks. The Affordable Care Act is a massive burden on our citizens and on our families and our communities in so many ways, because jobs are leaving. Employers are holding. They are knocking people down to part-time. So there are real issues here of the transfer of power back to the people from Washington, and to the extent that anybody can find common ground with me about those things, and I have friends who are Democrats, and I'm happy to have them. So I really I welcome everyone who can agree with me and with so many others on these very important issues. My goal is to serve every single person in the Hudson Valley. If what I'm saying is right, it should work for everyone. And no one's left out of that.
Mayor de Blasio in New York is hell-bent on making sure that every child gets pre-K and wants to tax people who make more than $500,000 to do that. I wonder what you think of that.
I think every child should have the best education that we can provide in the extraordinary country that we have here. I'm a product of public education, so are my sons. I would love to see every child have the preparation for kindergarten that they need to make sure that they can get proper nutrition, that they are well cared for, that every parent who needs help can get that help. So those are crucial goals. And the question is, how do you do that? How do we best accomplish that? And one way is knowing, look, that everybody's resources are stretched to the limit right now in the state of New York. So Common Core, I know I mentioned a little bit earlier, mm-hmm. but Common Core is a very costly set of new burdens on our schools.
But it does set standards. But it does set standards is something that your party has always been for, increasing the demands that we ask for in education.
Well, Alan, we can see how, unfortunately, relatively ill-prepared relative to high school graduates in the rest of the world, our high school graduates
yeah.
are. Especially in science and I was a science major, I was a biology major, but science, technology, engineering, math. So we have tremendous opportunities to do better in that. And certainly, when you look at the high school graduate, you see all the years that go before for him or her. So I think one of the ways that we ought to approach this is to make sure that we are allocating the limited resources that we have, because they're not unlimited in our state, for sure. You know, we're struggling to pay the property taxes we have now. So let's make sure that the resources we devote to education go, I would say, first and foremost to making sure that the teachers we have who are shaping these young minds, that we're attracting and rewarding the best teachers, you know, and the best performance, the best dedication by those teachers. And I think that's a really important area of focus that you know, if the mayor and the governor are concerned about education, they ought to look at the imbalance that has been thrown at our communities through Common Core, and look at the way our teachers are prepared and attracted and rewarded for working hard and doing the best for their students.
Nan, we are out of time. I could go on talking to you for a long time. I very much appreciate your coming on and being with us, and I look forward to the next round when you come back, okay?
You bet, Alan. It's always a pleasure.
It's like old home week. Thanks a lot.